Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey. So this was something I thought maybe I'll do like a short clip or a video or a post. But more I thought about it, more I wanted to share with people my journey, hoping that this is going to help someone else maybe, who are maybe on the similar journey or looking to get on the similar journey, and maybe give them the thoughts. After all, you know, my podcast is called Mind Shift to Health and Wealth. Shift the mind to maybe someone's thinking that will change how they look at things on how what their brain is saying. So my meditation journey, I used to meditate when I was a kid, you know, in the early teens, late teens. Then I stopped, went on this journey of, I don't know, atheist basically, till about 6 years ago, when the whole, there's a shift that happened for me. I started meditating. First was meditation, and then Wayne Dyer essentially got me to think completely different about the God, higher being, so on. And then quantum physics, quantum theory. And then there's a lot of other science that completely shifted my mind on how I look at things and how what spirituality is, the God, the universe, however you want to call it, like whatever your belief system is. We all can have different belief systems. Ultimately, unless you're an atheist, obviously, even atheists, what can I come to understand? There's a belief system, right? I had a belief system. There was something that was beyond me that I believed in. I won't get into that too much, but the main thing was that shifted everything for me, meditation, and also believing this whole higher being, higher power, higher entity, whatever you want to call it. But main thing with the meditation is it shifted my, not only who I am being, but also how I look at things and be able to kind of have, like Viktor Frankl said this, between stimulus and response, there is the power for you or for someone to choose, you know, how you react, right? So that's their life is the power of anyone. If you're able to delineate the, you know, when you're getting stimulated and before you respond, if you're able to kind of pause or your reaction, there lies your power, right? And then he has this, you know, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, which is an amazing, amazing book to read. Because the guy was in concentration camps, people dying all over, still came out way better man than before. Psychologist, but anybody that hasn't run, I've read that, read that. Now, why I mentioned, you know, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning and that stimulus and response. The reason is, so meditation, one of the sciences is, I've shared this book called Altered Traits. And there's another book called Body Keeps the Score. A lot of science research done into it, where the science shows that when you meditate, for those who are seeing the video, your prefrontal cortex, which is the logical part, and the amygdala, which is the reactionary emotional brain, the lizard brain, as they call it, get connected. And that's where you form the delta of you know, potentially not getting caught up in your emotions or reactions, right? Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But the thing is, you start noticing, or as soon as you start reacting, you then take, maybe after a few seconds, a minute, whatever, usually a few seconds, you know, for, you know, I've been meditating for, there's a, you know, the, according to altered traits, after 1,000 hours or so, you get into that altered trait of completely shifting how you react. So you kind of then start noticing your thoughts and not react immediately, right? So that's one thing. Second thing, I started, well, you know, because I'm such a fanatic about personal development, understanding myself. Obviously, understanding myself helps me understand others, right? One of the things recently, I saw this, even before this person is in my, I forgot his name now, but he was a Google top science guy, one of the top guys in Google. Now he's a writer, author, great, you know, I guess spiritualist, I would say now, but he's not into technically meditation, but he was kind of going how we became happy after his son died, essentially became the happiest person. And what changed for him? So one of the things before he started talking and saying, and suddenly clicked for me, when you were born or when you were born, you know, whoever, your baby, whatever, right? You don't have any emotions. You don't have thoughts. You don't have anger. I mean, you'll cry when you're hungry, perhaps, or something hurts, or I don't know, your diaper is full, whatever the case is, right? Or you want to sleep, you get cranky, but you instantly forget after whatever that issue is gone. And what happens as we grow, keep growing, we start remembering more stuff and reacting more things. So what's going on there? The fact is, our brain starts recording. If there's a model forming within our brain. So this brain, we then attached, at least I attached it as me. Whatever it's saying, whatever it's thinking, it's replaying the things, right? What is the primary function of our brain? One of the primary functions of the brain is to keep us away from danger. So as we built the model is being built. So that amygdala is storing all this information to react fast so that we don't get into danger. Now, obviously, many, if you've gone into personal development, you always hear this, like lizard brain reacting automatically, all that stuff. Now we think that somehow is bad. No, it's not bad. That's the brain function. Brain was meant for you to react fast, not have to think about it. Like if there was a lion coming or something coming at you, run, get away from it fast, right? And that's what the brain was built to protect. So trying to blame it or blame your mind or thoughts about that is fruitless, but that's what the brain was built. But the brain, the factor is, this guy was explaining lies most of the time. The example he said, you know, right now economy is going bad and all that. So I'm sure several people are hurting, right? Some are doing good, some are doing bad, whatever the case is. But whoever is doing bad, what is the automatic thought? Most of us, like even me, you know, something, you know, right now I'm having some issues, right? All of a sudden, like, oh, this is the worst thing. I'm going to, like, I don't know, financially be bad or something, you know, worse off than before. Whatever the case is, that's just the brain driving the fear, right? Trying to protect, like giving the worst case scenario. But is that really true? No, we always survive. Most human beings, most of us always survive, right? We find or figure out a way if we, like, put the effort in, we'll always figure out a way. As long as we don't sit in the fear and do anything, right? It's not going to be, you know, if you have done well at one point, then you can always do well again. Yeah, it might be tougher to do it, but that's what the brain tells us, right? We have built a model, or it's built a model. Depending on where you grew up, the model differs. How you grew up, experiences. So I have learned that my experiences are dictating my emotions, fears, reactions, so on. And ultimately, what that means is the happiness that I feel or don't feel is a matter of my interpretation. What happens is what happens. But the brain will interpret things fast, emotions fast. And that is what I project it to be reality. And that's where, if you go to Ancient, the Eastern philosophy, especially Indian, Maya, which means it is mystery, the magic or the illusion. Sorry, Maya is illusion. The world is an illusion. It clicked for me then. What is an illusion is the brain telling you that certain things are true, the absolute truth, or how the brain interprets things to me is the absolute truth, right? Now, I'm not saying like there's a wall that's not the wall. No, I'm not talking about that. Or there's a table, it's not a table, it's an illusion. Although technically, if you go into quantum and you go into the base elements, then it is an illusion, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm more talking about interpretation of things. Something happens, each of us will interpret it differently depending on the model of the world. Same with the relationships we have. I started understanding that on how I want someone to be, or based on how I behaved, I expect the other person. But what I failed to understand many times is that person's model is not the same as mine. It might not, like what I did doesn't mean the same thing to him, her, as me. And that's where it started dawning on me, like a lot of what I think, feel is all BS. It's all nonsense. Not everything, because there's incident. Again, let me go back a little bit. Yes, nonsense. But at the same time, a lot of the previous experiences, maybe a cautionary tale, like you did an investment. Like, for example, I've done investment where I didn't do well. Like, in fact, recently, there was a trading platform I did and was told one thing and pretty much lost all money, right? I put in, which is completely seems like a scam because it shows I'm positive, but then actual reality is I'm completely out of the money, right? So what that does tell me is probably be cautious, like look at verified things properly. Don't put too much money. Maybe try it out. So there's a balance there, right? Our experiences, the model previously we have, can serve as a cautionary tale not to step into a pile of nonsense or crap or danger, right? That is true. But at the same time, now I will deal in it. Like previous experiences are not going to automatically rule me out of doing anything. It's just that I'm going to check a little bit carefully, be more careful on things. Before, I would say, nah, I did that once or twice. Boom, I'm done. No more, never again. That no longer I feel like will be the story. I will always try to check. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm perfect at it or I'll be perfect at it. It's just that I am more aware of it. Anyway, the bottom line I kind of wanted to share in this particular podcast video is what my journey taught me. Meditation and then looking deeply within myself taught me is the happiness is just there. It's all in the interpretation. How we look at how I look at things, what my model is. Embrace the brain. Don't blame the brain or the mind that I'm not evolved. I'm not you know, doing this drama again, or getting angry, or getting sad, unhappy. No. Understand. Just go with that thought, like, hey, the brain, the body, whatever is feeling unhappy because of whatever the model is that has been disappointed in me. My expectations haven't been, or the brain and the body's expectations haven't been met. Right? By the way, what notices that about those thoughts is your awareness. I understood that's my awareness. Whenever I catch myself thinking bad thoughts, whatever, that's awareness or soul, whatever. That's what I understood. There is a guy called GM Wolf, Grandmaster Wolf, amazing, amazing teacher. I've seen YouTube something. He's the one who kind of clicked everything for me. So I highly recommend looking up and watching his videos, talk about thoughts and soul and awareness. What is awareness? But anyway, once you start meditating, you're able, you don't even have to meditate, by the way. Meditation, there's so many ways of meditation. First of all, it's being in the present, watching your thoughts, right? Asking the thoughts, why? Why is that true, right? Understand that's a model the brain has formulated, the brain, mind, body, whatever, everything together has formulated. And that's getting disappointed. That's getting disturbed when you get upset. When I get upset, essentially, I'm going to say myself, right? That's what I understood. Anyway, I hope this has helped someone think differently. Maybe notice your thoughts differently now going forward. Maybe start meditating. Again, remember, meditation is not one form, mainly being in present. You know, there's many ways. You can always reach out to me and I can give you multiple ways of meditation. Understand that thoughts, you know, thinking that you have to have a still mind, no thoughts, that's all BS, right? There's multiple ways of meditating. Its main thing is about being in the present. All right. Thanks for listening again. Like I said, hope it has helped somebody. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Wanna chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.